There's growing anger over alleged incidents of police brutality in Victoria and mounting calls for an overhaul to the way complaints about police misconduct are handled. Senior officers have defended Victoria Police, saying the recent incidents captured on CCTV are isolated and there's no need for an independent complaints process. But lawyers say the system is deeply conflicted because the vast majority of complaints about police are being investigated by police. Emily Burke reports.
Yet more confronting video footage has emerged of police in Victoria appearing to use excessive force. The latest video shows an officer stomping on the back of a handcuffed man who had violently assaulted several people as he tried to rob a pharmacy armed with a pair of scissors. On last night's 7:30 program, Assistant Commissioner Luke Cornelius was pressed about whether police used reasonable force.
I mean, it might be, for example, that police officers, having engaged with someone over the course of 15, 20 minutes, are reaching a point of exhaustion. And if they find themselves dealing with an individual who continues to offer active resistance and is shaping get up or offer further violence to those police officers, then of course it might be considered appropriate to prevent that from occurring by applying some force to prevent that imminent risk of injury.
It's extremely difficult to see how any of that force can be justified, but there needs to be a proper process to get to the heart of exactly what has happened.
Hugh de Kretser is the Executive Director of the Human Rights Law Centre.
Sadly, the current system is failing Victorians and their odds are stacked against anyone who complains. Around 9 out of 10 complaints that go to the independent body are referred back to police to investigate themselves. And we know that when police investigate themselves, there's inherent conflicts of interest, undermines the effectiveness of investigations, and only a tiny fraction of complaints are upheld. We hear these reports all the time, and what the public are seeing is the tip of the iceberg. Those incidents that have been captured on CCTV, that accountability is obviously critical, but we can't rely on the accident that something is actually caught on CCTV. We need a system that gets to the truth of the matter, and now is the time for the Andrews government to act on this.
There is so much pushback, though, politically and elsewhere. Do you really think that there's enough momentum to bring about that kind of change, whether it's extra resourcing or a new statutory authority?
Yes, I do. I think you've seen Matthew Guy come out and say that reform is needed. I think you will see increased pressure over the coming days for the reform. We've seen tinkering around the edges, but we need a substantial reform to have a proper system that Victorians can trust, that delivers fairness and that delivers justice to the people who complain about police misconduct.
Hugh de Kretser from the Human Rights Law Centre. Emily Burke with that report.